Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell,
because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one man.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year,
Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Jaylen's greatest impact, as good as he is at basketball, won't be in basketball.
You know, I don't want to take away somebody's right to speak out, but I absolutely believe that if you're going to do that, you should recognize and understand that for people to actually reopen, for folks to be able to get back to work, for us to continue to make the progress we've made in battling COVID-19 over the course of the past 7 to 8 weeks, 10 weeks, people need to respect the virus, wear a face covering. Many were doing that last night, and keep their distance.
MLB is going to reject this proposal.
Right.
It's just an inevitability, like it was inevitable that the players rejected MLB's proposal on Tuesday that included the pretty drastic pay cuts for players up and down. But the issue is going to be on the owner side. Now, there is a group of owners, it's a small group at this point, but there's a group that has been fairly vocal about there not being a 2020 season and what the benefits would be to that.
Well, like I said, I think getting on board, you look at especially the NFL, the majority of their teammates are black. And they're the leaders of their teams. They have big voices, and in hockey, it's a majority white league by far. It's not even close. So we need to continue to come together, and we talk about it all the time. We talk about how sports is for everybody.
All right, happy Tuesday night. Nothing's happy in the world right now, but, regardless, I hope everybody out there is having a better Tuesday than you did the previous 4 or 5 days. I know this country's lost all semblance and control of itself, and we are going in reverse, but hopefully I can be an escape for you. There's some protests in Boston and in Brockton going on right now. I really thought tonight was going to be the first night of a little bit peace. And I'm looking up right now at Channel 5, and there's protests, like I mentioned, in Boston and Brockton. I'm also looking up at CNN and Seattle streets, what they're showing right now live. They're packed. How long is this going to go on? I mean, my God. One of the better things I saw on this whole thing, two things, in fact. Oh, by the way, my name is Mark James. It's Mark with a C. James. I'm in a great mood. I had a great meal tonight supporting local businesses. my favorite place, the only place in the Northeast that knows how to make real sweet tea. And like, it's just, this stuff is liquid gold. And I'm talking about sweet tea from Raising Cane's over there next to the Gannis Arena. And I enjoyed a four-box combo, the box combo of four chicken fingers with the Raising Cane's sauce. And the fine folks over there, they've done a tremendous job. Everything's all right. Support your local businesses. But my guys at Raising Cane's, Seth and Chris, kudos to them and how they're handling everything. And please support your local businesses like them and all the other ones around to keep them going. And so, you know, they can enrich our lives and our stomachs, because I'm in a good mood because I had a great meal tonight. I've got this sweet tea, which I tell you, I don't drink coffee. So despite a lot of you people out there who don't believe me, I've never touched cocaine ever in my life. I lived in Miami for 5 years. I've never touched it. Very proud of that. And I don't touch 5-hour energy either. None of that stuff. Red Bull. Nope. But sweet tea, oh yeah, that is my elixir. That is what gets me through. And when I get sweet tea, man, my energy level goes from an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 to about a 16. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm at a 16 right now. And, oh, it was so good. Oh, the best chicken fingers. They were so good. All right. Anyway, I digress. So I hope that maybe we're going to be heading in the right direction. I'm a little surprised. I'm not going to lie to you that, and I don't lie to you about, I thought tonight would be a night of sort of peace and calm, but this thing's not going away. And maybe that's a great thing, because maybe doing this every night with the peaceful protesters, and I said last night, having a peaceful protest, the words peaceful protest is sort of an oxymoron. Because we haven't seen anything that shows any semblance of the word peaceful when it comes to the protests. And I do believe there are peaceful protesters. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Enes Kanter, those type we've seen. Tobias Harris, Malcolm Brogdon. One of the cool things I saw the other night, John Bones Jones, arguably the greatest UFC fighter of all time, was in his hometown of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he grabbed the spray paint can away from two riders. They're like two, like, just looters. And said, give me that can. Give me that. And I don't, like, they were scared as it was. I don't think they really knew who they were talking to, but they capitulated really quickly. Yeah, yeah. When the baddest ass on the planet, John Bones Jones, who unfortunately most of his problems outside of the octagon has kept him from being the most successful fighter in MMA history. When that guy tells you what to do, you just say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir? And Brian, do we have the sound of J.R. Smith after he beat? So some looter and rider was about to vandalize his SUV, and J.R. Smith whooped his ass. And he talked about it and let the whole world know afterwards what he did.
See this somewhere else. One of these little white boys didn't know where he was going and broke my window in my truck. Broke my This wasn't no this is a residential area. This wasn't no stores over here. No, none of that. Broke my window. I chased him down and whooped his ass. So if the footage come out and y'all see it, I chased him down and whooped his ass. He broke my window. This ain't no hate crime. I ain't got no problem with nobody ain't got no problem with me. It's a problem with the motherfucking system. That's it. The motherfucker broke my window and I whooped his ass. He didn't know who window he broke and he got his ass whooped. Just so y'all see it later, I'm telling y'all now.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You know what? That's probably one in that doesn't need to make it into the court system, especially with everything going on right now. If someone's trying to defend their property, or I feel awful for the guy in Dallas that lost his life when everybody beat the living hell out of him. He was sitting there and his body was bent in different, like, it was, and he just sat there dead on the ground and just to protect his business. So if you're going to protest, I just pray and hope and pray that it's peaceful, because we don't need any more. Like this has gone beyond, but I think a lot of people are taking advantage of the protests under, they're using the guise of the George Floyd protest and then using it to go loot, riot, and steal. And that's the people that I have a problem with. Those straight up criminals, straight up hoodlums. If you're doing that and you're just trying to get free stuff like they did last night when they raided the Nike store on 20th Street and Fifth Avenue, you know, F all of you. And that's to every store, that mom and pop, big corporate stores, wherever you've done it. The people who did it to Nordstrom in Seattle and L.A., like, you've seen it. You've seen it. But this country right now is, we are at a boiling point. I feel like everybody has gone Michael Douglas falling down like that movie. And I'm telling you, and I said it before, I'll say it again. If you turn on any news right now, locally or nationally, and then you go to Netflix and watch the two-hour documentary, LA 92, I don't know how many years ago it came out, but it was done by National Geographic. Like, just, I mean, if it could have won awards, I'm sure it did. If it didn't, it should have. And then you turn on your local or national news, you're like, this is just what I just watched. It's a continuation of what I just watched nearly 30 years later. And that's the saddest commentary on the state of the world that we're in right now. It sucks. It really freaking sucks. So, I don't know. I'm looking up at Channel 5 right now. It looks like the protesters, they're behind barricades, and the police are holding their ground. I hope it stays that way. But, yeah, the police department, the National Guard, everything, you know, it has become round the clock now. This thing is, you know, and I don't want to politicize anything, but I'm very disappointed in the mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh. The governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, was the one who came out and said, hey, people have a right to do that. You sort of, in a way, gave the open invitation. Not that, you know, people weren't going to protest and some weren't going to loot or riot anyway. But, you know, be careful what you wish for, pal, because you just got it. You just got it. So I also like to get into some sports today. Aren't we supposed to, today was supposed to be the day that we were supposed to get the verdict on the baseball season and what was going to transpire, if there is going to be a baseball season after all. Jeff Passan came out and he had a prediction about what Major League Baseball will do regarding this proposal.
MLB is going to reject this proposal. Right. It's just an inevitability, like it was inevitable that the players rejected MLB's proposal on Tuesday that included the pretty drastic pay cuts for players up and down. But the issue is going to be on the owner side. Now, there is a group of owners. It's a small group at this point, but there's a group that has been fairly vocal about there not being a 2020 season and what the benefits would be to that. And the question is, is this proposal going to give them more ammunition, perhaps, going forward and being able to bring some others onto their side? Or are they going to see this from the players as an olive branch saying, hey, let's find somewhere to meet in the middle? We've got a pandemic going on right now. We've got a crisis going on across the country where cities are burning. And are we really going to be the ones who can't come to a deal right now?
I've been saying that for a couple weeks now. And this was prior to, obviously, George Floyd. You had the pandemic, people losing their jobs, getting furloughed, trying to collect unemployment for as long as they can to pay their rent bill, put food on their table, literally and figuratively. And now you're going to play this game and you're going to go back and forth. And I'm not saying what the owners are doing, that it's above board, because, yeah, they know every game they have without fans is going to cost them a revenue loss of six figures per night. At least that's what I read, if I'm not mistaken. I thought it'd actually be more than that, but I guess if you're in St. Pete or Miami, probably certainly not that. It's probably actually only about five figures because no one goes to those games anyway. But do you even want the game back right now? Because I'm at this point right now, you know what I'm sick and tired? I just want this. Vote, come up with a plausible solution, or don't have a season at all. You know, and there was this thing last night on Twitter. Seth Rogen went at it with people on Twitter, and he was coming from a good place. He was saying, you know, Black Lives Matter, which, you know, was fine. He was putting that out there. And then people were responding to him, and some people were just saying, hey, Seth, all lives matter. And then he would go after them. And I screenshotted this stuff because I was amazed. He was like, F off. Someone said, all life matters. He said, F you. And some guy goes, true. So I guess all us whites don't matter. And he said, F off. And then he said, he goes, F off. You don't deserve my movies anymore. Stop watching my ish. Then he said to one guy, some guy put all lives matter. And he goes, F off. F you and both your parents. And then I'm like, hey Seth, if I'm all for you, I'm all with you on the Black Lives Matter. To say F you and both your parents to people out there, first of all, do you really think that you're doing any service to someone by saying you don't deserve my movies anymore? Stop watching my shh. Really? Hey Seth, I don't watch your ish. I never want to watch your ish. I think the last movie I saw that you were in, was it like Superbad? That was about 13 years ago. Like, dude, what do you think? You're Leo? What do you think? You're Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, Robert Downey Jr.? I mean, who do you think you are? Joaquin Phoenix? I mean, Seth, you don't deserve my movies. No. Hey, Seth, memo to you, Chief. We don't want your movies. You're not that funny. You're a glorified Dane Cook. That's all you are, okay? You're a glorified Dane Cook, plain and simple. And if someone's, you know, and listen, I know that when you go on social media and you tweet, I'm with you. Black Lives Matter. I'm all into it. That's fine. We're good. But you're going to get people that are going to come at you and say all lives matter. Don't tell them to F you and both your parents. Just have a little bit of a modicum of class. Really? Oh, God. Yeah, stop watching my... Don't watch my movies. Oh, you don't deserve my movies anymore. I don't ever want to deserve your movies. Okay? How about that? I mean, dude, who do you think you are? What do you think? This world's going to be better off without Seth Rogen movies? I think this world would be better off without Seth Rogen movies. But, like, just take it easy, pal. You're not that funny. You're really not. And I don't remember the last good movie that you were in that was actually any good. I really don't. Like I said, Superbad in 2007, that was a long time ago. It was really a long time ago. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. So I've injected some sports into the conversation tonight. And there's some other Patriots stuff I want to get to. The Patriots... I'm not a big fan of power rankings, but for what it's worth, Peter King released his power rankings. And he's not really high in the Patriots. Neither am I. But something else happened in the world of prop odds for the New England Patriots that apparently Vegas is not really high in the Patriots either. So I'll get to all that. Feel free. The number for you to get in is 617-779-7937. Protests right now, knock on wood, look somewhat peaceful on TV here in Boston and Brockton. Let's hope they stay that way. No rioting, no looting, we hope. So all that and more coming up, quick trending right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Criminals and cowards that tarnished that night's peaceful protest. I expect your day in court will come soon. The destruction of property, the looting, the criminal attempts to injure law enforcement are unacceptable.
We saw all kinds of people who simply want to put an end to racism and make positive change in our country. I don't want anything to take away from what they accomplished and the impact that they had yesterday. One day
you'll be a man. All right, that was the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, and the mayor of Boston, Martin Walsh. Man, he is, so Martin Walsh was asked as well about peaceful demonstrators. And here's what he had to say.
I want to say to all of those peaceful demonstrators, your words, your testimony, your call to action moved me, and you are moving our society forward. And we will continue that conversation and lead that progress, because that's who we are in Boston.
That's fair. I don't disagree with that. What about the non-peaceful, violent looters? Do we have anything from Martin on that? Anything there? Now, Charlie Baker came out, and I believe he was like, he said something to cowards and criminals, especially here in what they did in Boston.
The criminals and cowards that tarnished that night's peaceful protest, I expect your day in court will come soon.
Yeah.
The destruction of property, the looting, the criminal attempts to injure law enforcement are unacceptable.
Okay. At least he addressed it. Did he talk about anything about the looters and rioters? We don't have anything of that? Nothing? Oh, track 17. Let's go. Let's hear it, Marty.
What happened in downtown after the protest ended was an attack on those values. And it was an attack on our city and its people. I know that it was frightening for many who were there. It was frightening for those watching it unfold on TV or following it on social media, especially for the families of the police officers, first responders, and all of the people that went in town to peacefully protest.
Okay, I just thought you were looking for the, like, sort of the looters and rights, you know, like the rioters' rights, because they have rights. I thought you were going to go there, and because I was getting lost. It's like all this mixed messages and stuff. I don't know. All I know is this, Marty Walsh, in my opinion, he's failed the city of Boston. He was not prepared for this when there was a sneak preview of what was coming Sunday night, on Thursday in Minneapolis, Friday everywhere, and Saturday everywhere, but Boston. He was not prepared. And you have to, you see which and whom are great leaders in times of adversity. That's who you find out the true leaders are. And I don't think that Marty Walsh proved himself to be worthy during this time here in Boston. Am I wrong? And if I am, I'd like you to tell me I'm wrong. 617-779-7937. Because all I get from a lot of the callers and people who respond, whether it's to me on Twitter or Instagram or on the text line, you don't think that Marty Walsh has done a really good job either. And he clearly stood down. Now, not to the point where we had a police precinct taken over, but he stood down for the on Sunday night. The city of Boston was caught with his pants down. And that is an indictment and an embarrassment on the city because of the leader, or lack thereof, Marty Walsh. That's how I feel. And Rudy Giuliani said something, and he had talked about, goes, in all the cities that you have Democratic mayors, which were like basically the ones where all the looting and rioting was, there's all Democratic mayors. We have a Democratic mayor here in Boston. There was looting and rioting. They have one in Atlanta. They have one in New York City, a horrible one, Minneapolis, L.A., Seattle, Chicago. You know, you've got to be willing to stand your ground, especially if you're a major city. Otherwise, people are going to take these times of protest and use them to their advantage to loot, riot, and steal stuff without any type of reverence in the memory of the late George Floyd. Has nothing to do with it. And I think if there's anything that pretty much sums it up, John Bones Jones, I don't want to bury the lead here, because he went on Twitter and he said, quote, "Is this ish even about George Floyd anymore? Why the F are you punk-ass teenagers destroying our cities? As a young black man, trust me, I'm frustrated as well, but this is not the way. We are starting to make a bad situation worse. If you really got love for your city," and he put area code 505, which is where he's from, Albuquerque, "protect your ish. All you old heads need to speak up. Call your young family members and tell them to come home tonight. Amen, John Bones Jones." Oh, we got this. When he takes the spray paint bottles away from these vandals.
"Give me the spray can.
Hey, look, I ain't doing
Give me
nothing.
The spray can.
I ain't doing
it's not the
give
way,
me the
man.
Spray can.
I ain't doing nothing.
Give me the spray can.
Oh, he got him away. They have no idea who. Thank God they acquiesced real quickly. Oh boy, you think J.R. Smith with the hell out of that surfer boy there in L.A. I can't even imagine what John Bones Jones would have done to those dudes. They at least did the right thing, and he stopped people from vandalizing. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. I find it, and you know why there hasn't been an announcement yet on the baseball stuff? Because it's a no. It's a no. It's a complete no. The players aren't going to agree to the owner's counter proposal. They're not going to agree to it. So it's a no. And I was thinking, I'm saying, you know, if there's certain things in our life we could sacrifice, what I would give for racial equality and harmonious civility, like certain sacrifices, what I would give, baseball would be one of them. I'll be real with you right now. I'm not missing baseball. I'm not. I want the NBA. I want the NHL to see if the Bruins can make, you know, a run to the cup and atone for last year losing game 7 at home. I really right now, I don't care if you have a 50-game season, an 82-game season, 114-game season, or no season. I don't care. I'm just to the point where I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. So bleep or get off the pot. Dance or get off the floor. But I don't want to hear every day, oh, baseball's right here. Baseball's like, come on. Like, oh my God, they're not going to, like, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about this right now. I don't want it. I don't need it. And I don't think anybody out there is truly missing it. My life is okay not having to watch four-hour Red Sox games. I'm okay with that. I'm fine. Now, I wouldn't mind if it came back, but I'm sick and tired of hearing, they've hit another obstacle, or they're stuck in negotiations. They can't. I'm so sick and tired. Either dance or get off the damn floor, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. And if there's no baseball season this year, guess what? My life doesn't suffer. I'm straight. More shows for me and Mutt. That's the way I look at it. So I'm good. I'm telling you, I am straight. And, you know, barring the nights that you have to hear 18-year-old Red Sox games, and I apologize for that, but that's above our pay grade. We don't choose to do that. I can guarantee you, myself, and I'm sure Mutt as well, would love to be live doing what we do best every night right here on WEI. I just don't care about baseball. At this juncture, I've had it with the players. They think that right now that they are a necessity. No, baseball. You got to understand, you're a luxury item, especially in this corona post George Floyd uncivil world that we live in. You're a luxury item. That's all you are. For a woman, you're a brand new Louis Vuitton bag. For a man, I don't know, whatever you like. You're a brand new pair of Retro One Air Jordan OGs. The ones with the white and the Chicago kind. Or whatever else that you love. I don't need baseball. I want it, but I don't need it. Do you understand? Like, I need football. I need college football. I need NBA. Even college basketball, to a certain extent. I want the Bruins. I don't need baseball. And I'm sick and effing tired about hearing about, well, the players want this, and the owners want that, and this, like, you know, make up your freaking mind, or just don't. And let's just be done with it. And let's move on. And you know what baseball's biggest problem is? This. They have to worry that if there is no baseball season, that the world will move on without having this dying, antiquated, boring sport for a year and a half. And when they come back, because they will come back next spring, no one will care. No one. And that's how I feel. I'm at the point right now where I don't give a crap that Mike Trout or whomever has to take an 80% pay cut. I don't care. I just don't care. And I don't think a lot of people out there, and if you're one of them, I don't think you care either. Do you really right now care? Like, seriously, I know you want the Red Sox, and that's fine, but, like, do you really miss this? Like, I could watch any NFL game. Any game, Jacksonville versus Cincinnati, Gardner Minshew versus Joe Burrow. And I'm good for 3+ hours. I'm good. I don't feel that way about baseball. I just don't. Does that make sense? Or perhaps, as Tim Robbins said in Shawshank Redemption, am I being obtuse? And then the warden hit him back with, excuse me? I think you're forgetting yourself here. I'll cast you down from that one bunk Hilton. And no, this is what he said. He goes, I'll pull you from that one bunk Hilton and cast you down with the sodomites to where you feel that you've been effed by a train. Yeah. Warden won that. He won that one. So I want baseball back, but I don't need it. I really don't. I don't. I'm sorry. I just don't. And I hope it comes back. But if we're getting here and we're a month from now and it's still going on, then just move on. Just cancel Christmas and wait till next year. Now, the MLBPA proposal they sent to the league on Sunday. They want a 114-game season, which would end on Halloween. Players would have right to opt out of the season because of coronavirus concerns. potential deferral of salaries if the 2020 postseason was canceled, and an agreement to expansion of postseason field for this season and next. And the owners are obviously not going to accept that. They just don't. They just don't. Here's a text from the text line. Walsh and Baker both suck. Baker is tall Duval and nothing more. And he's a Democrat with an R next to his name, useless. I will say this about Charlie Baker. That's the one thing I've heard about him from every conservative. He's a fake Republican. I've heard that from everyone. And a lot of things he says and does sort of makes you think that he's John Kerry trying to play both sides of the fence, for whatever that's worth. Uh-oh, looks like things are getting a little ornery right now on TV. I don't know. Things are getting a little contentious here in Boston or Brockton as I'm watching. So feel free to chime in. I left you a ton of stuff there on the table. Feel free to chime in, 617-779-7937. The phone lines are open. That means you can call, and we can talk about this and whatever else you want to get into. Also, I mentioned before the Patriots, their stock for the 2020 season in terms of total wins has gone down big time, according to the odds makers and experts in Vegas. 617-779-7937.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I don't know if you can, but can you get an order for Ons? That's O-N-S Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should take them down here so he can secure his business if he wants to.
Basically describes everything that's been going on in America the last week. Seriously. It came out in 1996. It's just crazy. Like, it's when you hear the song, it's unbelievable. Sublime. It's actually called April 29th, 1992, but he says in the beginning April 26th, 1992. But it's eerily ironic with everything that's going on right now. How prophetic that song was. It still is to this day. It's just describing everything that's gone on in this country. And it's still going on. There are protests in Boston and Brockton tonight. Doesn't look like anything's got out of hand yet. We all know, though, when the sun goes down, those protests turn into a whole different situation. And that's where things go down. Crimes go down. Let's go to Deidre, who's up next in New Hampshire. Hey, what's up, Deidre?
What I was going to say is that right now they should have put the National Guard as soon as they started doing what they were doing at the Capitol. The National Guard should be posed with the martial law if they don't want to get into more situations that what we are into already. Why? because right now they go into houses, breaking people's houses. Even what I saw, that a lady was trying to get into her vehicle and three African-American females attack her, bit her down, and nobody did nothing.
Where was this in?
They have been posting online on Facebook all this time.
But was it in New England?
I'm not sure where it was exactly, but it was
okay.
Live.
Okay.
And they were showing it, like, they were laughing about it. I was going like, this is not right.
No. And you know the thing about it, Deidre? Guess what it's doing? It's taking away from what is the message that is supposed trying to be conveyed, which is no more. That's the thing about it. All this looting, rioting, and stealing, and assaulting, it's taking away from the memory of George Floyd and what the peaceful protesters are trying to accomplish. And it's just, it's not doing anything at all that's completely productive. Nothing.
No, because right now, even his brother said, why are you guys looting?
Right.
Dennis Rodman said the same thing. Why are we looting? Why are we stealing? Why is this? Why is that? Well, there was even a lady that parked her car in front of the store when they were robbing the store. And she went in, took shoes, Nikes, and then she went out. And she was even, no, I just got them because I wanted them. That's it. A black American female.
Yeah. Well, listen, there are white people involved in all this stuff too, Deidre. So just FYI, I know you concentrate. Like, I see white people do. I'm talking everybody. I don't care if it's white, black, Hispanic.
No. I don't care neither.
Well, I mean, they're all types of people doing it. It doesn't make it right. All right, the lines are now lit up. We're all getting into it now, which is good, which is what we do here on radio. We keep it completely interactive. 617-779-7937. Let's not throw any shade at one particular race, because I've seen lots of white people stealing, rioting, looting. One of them tried to vandalize J.R. Smith's car. The two guys that John Bones Jones took spray paint cans away from were white. So it's not, don't just stereotype, one thing. It's there's a lot of people doing it. And white people are as much to blame as anybody else. So let's not let them off the hook either. It's anybody who does it. Anyone. I don't care what they are. If they do it, if you riot, if you steal, if you assault somebody, if you vandalize, you are a criminal. That's it. And you should be prosecuted swiftly with swift justice. Amanda is up next in Pawtucket. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good, Amanda. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm a little down today, but I'm doing all right. So I go into work today at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you, it's my short day, and if no one knows what that means, on Tuesday morning I get home at 7 a.m. and I have to be right back at work at 3:00. So limited sleep.
Ooh.
And So I work for a police department. So I stop into a convenience store because I needed a little sugar rush. I wanted some Skittles, Starburst. I was craving something.
Yep.
So I go in, and I'm in my uniform. So, wear my mask. I go in, and there was a young lady behind me. I have no idea whether she was black, white, or whatever. She was a young lady. And, just looked at me and said, how can you support what's going on? And I turned around and looked at her and I said, does my answer even matter? Like, you assumed that I support what happened to this man.
Right.
And I don't.
Right.
And now I have to be afraid to go to the convenience store.
Yeah.
So, people are still going out to work. People are still going about their lives. Not that they don't care about what happened, but they still have to go out and survive. And now we're being threatened, and I can't deal with it. I honestly just can't deal with it anymore.
Yeah,
I've been through experiences like maybe not like African Americans, but I come from two immigrant parents. I'm Portuguese. We grew up poor. I had an experience with my dad with a TSA agent. We're coming back from the old country. We have a house there. And my dad was a legal alien for many, many years and finally got his papers. So we're in line, and my mom is explaining to my dad that he's going to have to soon you know, separate from us because he would have to go in a different line. And one of the TSA agents, you know, said to him, you know, you're an American, you can't speak English, you know, aren't you ashamed of yourself because you're a man? And, you know, my dad had two options, right? Well, maybe three. Shut up is one. Two, he could have said something to defend himself, or he could have been like everybody else right now today by running people over, beating people up. That's not the answer. What my dad did was, I pay my taxes and I'm in this country legally.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it matter what I am and what I speak and what I don't speak?
Yeah.
So, you know, peaceful protests takes you a long way.
Yeah, no, he did the right. He did the right. Yeah, sorry, yeah, you had to go through. He and your family had to go through that experience with a.
It's a lot. There's a lot worse out there.
No, I know, I know, I know. Well, Amanda, be safe and keep your head up, and you know, I just keep your head up. I do hope things will get better. I'm not holding my breath. So thanks for the phone call. Yeah, it's. It's a really weird time right now. It's I feel like, and I'm not, you know, trying to be a rebel rouser or say, it just feels like we are on the brink of a modern day civil war. And the biggest loser is going to be humanity. Everybody. That's the biggest loser. Doesn't matter what you are. Nothing. Humanity is going to lose. I hope we can find some sort of civility and come together before it gets to that, but it really feels that way. Someone just texted in, anyone looting should be charged as a threat to the country. You got to make it, you have to make them accountable. And if you charge them in some sort of way that will stop them from doing it in the future, you know, something happened in Boston or whatever. I see a broken window somewhere on Channel 5. So something happened. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Mike in North Providence. Hello, Mikey.
Hey, how you doing there, Mark?
What's up? How are you?
Well, I noticed that you're giving our fearless leader over in Washington a complete pass.
Oh, I'm not giving him a pass.
Well, you're giving him a total pass.
Mike, how did I give
you're
him a pass? Okay, how am I giving him? He came out and spoke.
You're not talking about him.
Well, no, but he gave. First of all, you do know in states, Mike, it's not up to the president of the United States. They're governed. The states are governed by the governors. It's up to the governor and mayors of each city. It's not for the president of the United States to determine.
Well, it's the president of the United States to provide some leadership, which he's not doing at all.
I understand that.
But
it's not up to him to what happens in individual states, Mike. Do you understand
He seems to be. He seems to think he's actually in charge of what's going to happen in individual states.
Well, he actually spoke to the governors the other day, and he on a conference call and told them.
Yeah, in the least productive call you could possibly.
Oh, okay. Well, good, because they've been so effective so far, right, Mike? Right. Great job. Great. No. Mike. Great job, Mike. Great job to the mayor of Minneapolis who let a freaking precinct get taken over. Great job there. Great job. Great job.
I don't think what's happening over there is
great job. Great job to De Blasio and Marty Walsh. Great job. Great job. You want to get to Mike? Let's talk about the Democratic mayors in each city. Let's talk about the Democratic mayors in each city. What kind of job are they doing, Mike?
What kind of job are they doing?
Yeah.
I think that they're trying to make the best of a
shut the F up. Shut up. They're trying to make the best of a situation. You got a precinct that just got taken over in Minneapolis. Mike, you're too good for this. You are way too good for this, man. Stop it. Oh, I'm letting the president. No, I'm not even mentioning his name. I'm talking about New England, Massachusetts. Oh, my God. Oh, I think they're trying. What did he say at the end there? I think they're trying to do what?
Make the best of a bad situation.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're really. De Blasio's doing really good. So is it Marty Walsh and Jacob Frey in Minneapolis and the Seattle mayor and the LA mayor. Mike, stop it. Stop it. Go with that propaganda somewhere else. Maybe NPR, Jim and Margie tomorrow morning. Stop it, Mike. Stop it. Don't come out. I'm letting the press. I didn't even mention him. Yeah, he came out and he said something last night, and he was short. I didn't like the photo op. I thought it was bad, but it's not up to him to decide what's going to happen in Boston, in New York City, Seattle, Portland, L.A., Chicago, Miami, Atlanta. That's up to the mayors of each city. I think they're trying to make the best. Then you're a, they're trying to make the best of a bad situation? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Mike. My God. Don't come in here with that propaganda on my show. Don't ever do that again. Ever. Believe me. Don't ever do that. Someone just like, get him, Mark. Oh, no, I got him. Don't worry. You've been dismissed. Jesus. My God. Oh, they're trying to make the best of a bit. Yeah. Sure they are. They're doing a great job. Great job. Maybe next, the State House can be taken over here in Massachusetts, and let's see if the mayor is trying to make the best of a bad situation then, too. Would that be trying to make the best of a bad situation? You got to be kidding me. And the thing about Mike, Mike's really smart. He really is. But, dude, sorry. You know, we can, like, you are, wow. Just wow. Oh, my God. You're learning our fearless leader. Mike, I'm talking, like, the president of the United States has nothing to do with what happens in cities where there's looting and rioting. It's up to the mayors of those cities and the governors of those states.
I think that they're trying to make the best of a
Oh, shut the F up. That pretty much will sum up the first hour. Jeff, Reggie, Scott, and others, 617-779-7937. I was that close. I know Brian DeFelice would have been my Ed Reed. I know, or my Sean Taylor. Oh, I was that close to dropping the real word. Jesus, they're trying to make the best of a bad situation. Oh, Mike, have fun watching Don Lemon and CNN the rest of the night. Hour two next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.